tragic accident changed the course of his life forever. For most, it would have begun a life of discontent and wallowing around in self-misery. For Jonathan Nadeau, it kickstarted a new chapter of inspiration and appreciation. Even though he lost his sight permanently, he gained a passion to put creativity first in all areas of his life. And now, he wants to encourage you to do the same. There are times when you'll be faced with a choice. Be crushed by the weight of the situation, or use the fresh start to rebound bigger, better, and more inspired than ever before. This is Tornado, stories of those who refuse to choose defeat and instead chose to embrace the storm. Here's your host, Jonathan Nadeau.
Greetings and salutations. Welcome to Embrace Your Storm. My name's Jonathan Nadeau, and as always, we've got an awesome episode for you. Today we have on three guests, but before we get to that, don't forget Tornado Music and Film Festival is coming up August 27th, and it's going to start at noon. You don't want to miss this because this film's going to be there. And also going on is, well, you know, I guess I don't want to tell everyone everything that's going on. You're going to want to come to this event August 27th. Don't miss it. There's going to be links in the show notes and everything. So today we have on Julia, Maria, and Jenna. Whew, I got them all. And they did a movie called Mesmerize. And this is an awesome film we're going to get to in a second. So ladies, thanks for coming on today.
Thank you for having us.
It's my pleasure. I don't know who wants to go first, but before we get into Mesmerize, I love that all you guys are in school right now doing film. So tell the audience kind of what made you want to get to where you are at this point, why you chose kind of this path and all that. Because part of this interview is to get people excited to get off their rear end and do something like you guys are doing. So.
Right. Well, Maria and I actually just graduated in May. So this film was actually our senior film for school, which was very exciting. And now we're hopefully both moving on to bigger and better things. But it's just, I think we were all sort of pushed to film school just because we've always sort of had that passion for film. I can speak for that for myself. Movies have always been my passion. And I'm sure that my fellow crew members feel a similar way.
And this is Julia, right? Just so the audience knows.
Yes, it is.
There you go.
Yes, mine is the same thing. I have my last year of school left. So I'm going into my senior year. But for me, I've always loved creating anything, whether that be any type of art, painting, drawing, making little movies with my family and my friends, or playing instruments. I've always had that kind of mind. And then it wasn't until I started going throughout high school where I realized I like telling the story aspect of film and having something that has emotion to it and tells a story. That's what I've always liked about film. And then I realized that's what I wanted to do the rest of my life. So
that's very cool. And that's in your Jenna.
Yes.
So the audience knows. Perfect. And then Maria, how about you?
Yeah, I definitely agree. I've always had a passion growing up for film, and I discovered specifically documentary. I loved chasing a story and seeing how that plays out. So that's kind of what I like to focus on now, but I've always had that passion.
Is there anything about kind of the film, not vertical medium, that you guys like in particular? Like, what is it kind of over film that really drew you to it, as opposed to maybe like music or art or whatever? Like, is there anything in particular that really drew you to films, you guys?
I think you could say a lot more in a film, and there's a lot of different ways to go about it that allows for more creativity, in my opinion. So that's personally why I am drawn to that. But
okay, how about you, Julia or Jenna? How about you guys?
I mean, I would say for me, it's more so just about the fact that, like sort of Jenna said, I've always had a creative itch, a creative outlet. And I like the fact that film allows creativity to be part of our real world. You know, you don't need to come up with your own world or draw it with your own hands. Like, you can just put it together, like building a Lego set or something, and then film it. So that's something that's always had me specifically interested in film.
Okay, that's cool. Jenna, wait, you didn't go yet, did you, Jenna?
No. Okay. I think that the same thing that Maria was saying and Julia was saying, it's like in film, you can make something that people can watch over and over and over again, number one. And it also, it doesn't have a time limit. It could be a minute, and you can have the same story that you took in a minute and an hour. And I feel like that's super unique, but also like the emotion that comes out of those short films, long films, whatever that is, I really like, I enjoy that part.
That's very cool. So now, Mesmerized, who wants to kind of give the synopsis of this or whatever? And not necessarily go into how, I don't want to go into how you got to record this yet, but I just go into the synopsis of the actual film itself.
Yeah, so Mesmerized is this sort of a short form documentary about the world's oldest magic shop, which is located in Barcelona, Spain. It's called El Rey de la Magia. And the film sort of just goes into discussing the shop's history, discussing where the shop's going, how it's been impacted in modern times. And you sit down with the owner of the shop today and you learn just all about magic. Magic is art, the history of magic, and how that, how that all of that incorporates into today.
Yeah, and I'm going to interject this because before the interview, I was pointing out my organizational skills are lacking. And I was like, hey, yeah, what film are you guys tied to again? And they're like, oh, it's Mesmerized. I'm like, okay, I remember that one, right? And then I'm like, so what was it about again? And the second they started telling me, I was like, oh my God, that's an awesome film. Like, I didn't put two and two together. For the audience listening, this is an awesome film. So, you know, there's more than one reason why it's going to be showing at the event, but it's such a great film and it's done so well. Like, if you could tell the audience what, like, this is even more fascinating me personally, tell the audience what even kind of got you to this particular thing to make this film. Like, this is what I find even more fascinating.
Well, it started off is that we all got into this one class, one film class that was an abroad documentary class. So for our spring break, we got to go abroad to Barcelona, which we knew that's where we were going to end up going. And so our teacher basically said, here's your groups, here's where you're going, go find where you want, what you want to do your film on. And so we all sat down together and we were searching through a million different websites trying to find something that we could tell a story on that was unique to Barcelona. And Julia ended up finding the world's oldest magic shop, which was right by where we were going to be. And I ended up direct messaging the shop on Instagram and talking to the owner, and he was so sweet and so willing to work with us and have us make a film on them. And that's how we got into the magic shop.
That is so cool. It must have been a blast kind of being like, you know, you're dropped off in this country. It's like, hey, here's some gear or whatever. Go make a movie. Like, that's cool. Like, I don't know. It's a neat position to be in where you're, it's like a forced creative thing, like find something to make. I know, it's cool. I love that idea, and I didn't know schools like did that. I think that's awesome, like, you know, flying to another country and having you, I don't know, it's really, it's cool in a lot of ways. Actually,
it was definitely an experience. I know for myself, and I'm pretty sure most of our group that we traveled with was our first time out of the country, at least by ourselves, if not.
Right. Right. It must have been, I don't know, it must have been pretty awesome. Like, when did you do that? This year?
Yeah.
Like 2022, like early 2022?
Mm-hmm, in March.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Cause I was going to say, it must have been hard to fly if it was like the year before or something. Like, I don't know if the school was doing programs like that or not. But so what did you guys think of Barcelona then when you landed? Like, did you have any kind of a culture shock, or were you like, whoa, okay, we're not in Kansas anymore? Like, different to you guys?
For me, I was just so excited to be in another place and get to like learn about the culture and learn about everything else that we got to see and travel with everyone. I was a lot more just excited to see everything.
Yeah.
Yeah, the city is so interesting, and it's just like bursting with history everywhere, which you don't really get in the States, of course. And
exactly.
We were actually lucky enough to learn about that history from people who actually knew what they were talking about. Like, part of the class was we got to like go on tours of the city and like see museums and things. So that was like, yeah, extra special.
Yeah, definitely. I've only been out of the country once, but it definitely opens your eyes when you get out of the United States once and kind of visit somewhere else. I don't know. It's everyone definitely needs to get out of the country once, just to, it opens your eyes in a new way, you know?
Barcelona. Oh yeah, I definitely agree with that.
Yeah, it was definitely a good place to start for the people that hadn't gone out, for at least that was like for me.
Yeah, no, I heard I heard that city is wonderful. Like it's really just gorgeous. People are nice. You know, I've heard it's great to go there. So, now do you guys have any other plans past, you know, I think school's over for you, right, Julia? You were a senior this year?
Yeah. Maria and I both graduated in May.
Okay.
And so for myself personally, I've just sort of been looking for work right now in nonfiction filmmaking. I'm trying to work on getting another documentary going sort of like here in Pittsburgh, but it's loose right now, the idea. Okay. So I don't really want to talk too much about it. Yeah, other than that, I'm just sort of looking for film work in my local area right now, doing some freelance.
Yeah, cool. And I'm also thinking about doing more documentary, and Barcelona was just kind of the start for me. I want to keep doing travel filmmaking, that's definitely my passion right now.
Jenna?
I still have my last year left at school, so.
All right.
I'm going
right. to
ride
year.
That out.
you got one more year before life kicks in.
Right. So hopefully I'll be able to make another film or two while I'm in school with, you know.
Oh, would you be in that class again? Where they travel again? Or
I could be. Yeah, that's in the spring. Cool. So I'm going to see where they end up going and how that plays out. And I might just do that again, which I'm excited for.
Was that part of like, when you guys went on that trip, did you have to pay for anything? Was that part of your class? Was everything paid for?
We had to pay for a portion of it. Like, I'm pretty sure it was just like the part of like the flight, I think.
Okay.
Girls remember. I don't remember what it was. It was like definitely a reduced fee for how long.
Yeah. Yeah. That's what I would hope so.
yeah. And it was like a good offer to not pass up. And then
exactly. No, I hear that.
You know, whatever, we all went on shopping trips a lot.
There you go. No, that must have been cool too, honestly, seeing like Barcelonian clothes, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's like clothes you weren't going to be able to buy anywhere else, you know?
Yeah, we went to this vintage store while we were there, and I got this like super cool pair of pants. And every time I wear them, I'm like, I bought these in Barcelona, you
right?
know?
do people say, hey, those are cool pants. Where'd you get those?
Like, I actually have gotten a lot of comments on them.
That's cool. And then you can be like Barcelona and be like, wow, she's fancy. But no, that's awesome. I love that you guys are, you know, young and doing this and showing that if you are motivated enough, you can get some really cool stuff done. And that's the point of this podcast. So I hope you guys are listening and heard what these three young ladies have done and what they produced and what they plan on doing. So guys, I love this film, and even knowing the story though just makes it like that much more cooler. Like, you didn't even plan on reaching out to this guy and you landed in a country. And I mean, think about this. How cool is that? You land in a country and you literally find the oldest magic shop in the world or whatever. Like, how crazy is that? You know, like, it's so cool. But if you guys are working on anything, you want to give out any short plugs or anything? Do you have websites or social media that you want to give out? If you want to, you know, if you're looking for jobs and stuff, put it out there.
Yeah, mine, it would just be Maria Morris Media. So if you
Maria
search
Morris
that,
Media.
Yeah.
And if you guys give me links, I'll put everything in the show notes too or whatever. So that way I can link to all your stuff too. So.
Okay. My film account is Gen Z Film Co. And that's where I've been posting a lot of what we've been doing with the Mesmerized film and then future projects.
Cool. So do you guys plan on working together a lot still?
Hopefully we do get to make another film together eventually.
Yeah.
That'd be great.
Very cool. How about you, Julie? I don't think you went.
Yeah, my Instagram is just ja.parks.
Okay.
And then, yeah, on there you can find like a link to my portfolio website and stuff.
Awesome. Awesome. Very cool. Well, thank you so much for the submission, because without your film, there'd be no Tornado Film Festival. Are you guys going to try and come?
Yes.
Cool. Because we're in Connecticut, so we're not too far from you. So if you guys can make it, that'd be awesome. There's going to be a lot of filmmakers that claim they're coming. It's going to be interesting. So, you know, we'll see what happens. But it'll be great to see you guys there. So if you guys come to Tornado, watch Memorize, might run to these three. There you go. Awesome. Anything else? Any last words?
Thank you for having us on the podcast and the film festival and talking to us.
Yeah, it's my pleasure. Thanks for coming on, guys. And thanks for all the work that you're doing.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. And everyone, don't forget to embrace your
Tornado with Jonathan Nadeau. If you haven't yet, please subscribe now so you're first to hear new episodes with more stories of inspiration about the highs and lows of life and how embracing the storm is so much more fulfilling of a life than being crushed by the weight of the world. And until then, we hope you're inspired to do something, whether it's creating, participating, or learning, whatever leads you to your personal passion.